This is the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee. My name is Richard Uzzell. I'm the chair, and our secretary, Brenda Medina, is not going to be here tonight. She asked to be excused. So I guess I will call the roll, and y'all may need to help me on this because I don't have anything to look.
I'll call the roll.
Okay, is that Teresa? Teresa, can you take minutes and give them to Brenda?
I cannot take minutes. I'm way out in the middle of nowhere, but I'll do roll call.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Margie Wilkerson?
I'm here.
Wilkinson? Thank you. Brenda Medina's excuse, is that correct, Mr. Chair?
If we agree with that, yeah.
Okay. Teresa Allen is here. Serene Roberts? Serene, I don't hear you. Tatia Stitt?
She says she's coming later.
Yeah, she said
okay.
She's late.
All right. And Summer Reese?
Present.
Thank you, Summer. Heather Gray?
Here.
Thank you. Richard Uzzell?
Here.
Okay. And Ralph Salvador?
Here.
Thank you.
Well, that's six, so we've got a lot of folks here. The only thing that I sent out a very brief agenda, and the only thing I listed on it was if anybody had anything that they had found about the video conferencing that we had talked about in the past. Is there anything else that somebody would like to add to the... And we may not wind up talking about video conferencing much, but was there anything else that y'all wanted to add to that? Guess not.
I want to add that we talk about the agenda for the Houston in-person meeting.
Okay. All right, we've got those two items. Is there anything else that anybody wants to talk about tonight? Okay.
No.
Is there any objection to approving the agenda?
No objection.
No objections, and the agenda is approved. Brenda also stated that she had... not gotten some of the minutes out, and that she was going to be getting them out this week. So apparently we don't have anything to look at minute-wise. So
I move that we postpone approval of the minute.
Who's that, Teresa?
I'll second that motion. This is Heather.
Okay.
No objection?
Yeah, is there any objection to postponing that? I don't know what we would do short of postponing, but... the word conjure comes to mind. Conjure up some minutes. Okay, so we'll look at those later. Like I said, she said she would try to get them out this week. All right, does anybody have any information that they've gleaned about video conferencing? Let me just talk about my dead end alley. In fact, I'm looking over here at a pamphlet I got from the Regal Theater Group, entertainment group, they call themselves. And they have signs all over their theater saying how they do this kind of thing. And I tried and tried and tried, and then I tried a few more times and finally got them and told them what we were interested in. And, oh, yeah, we do that. You know, you need to, and we're going to get back to you and all this stuff. And they've not only not been gotten back to me, but I haven't been able to reach them again since then. So I guess they're not all that anxious to sell their product. But that was my dead end.
What was the name of the organization?
Regal, R-E-G-A-L, Regal Entertainment Group.
Richard, I'd like to make some comments. Well, after you're finished with your comment, I thought you were finished. This is Heather. I'd like to make a few comments about this.
Okay, Heather, go.
Well, I just wanted to say that one of the reasons we were talking about the video conferencing was that we were thinking that it might, if we used it, it might replace the in-person meeting. But
right.
That what we've discovered so far is that it appears that it probably legally would not replace the in-person meetings. Margie, if you want to jump in here, I know that you've done a little bit of work on this as well. So that places a challenge for us. I think we're going to need to change the bylaws of these in-person meetings. But apparently, if people challenge us for not having an in-person meeting, the feeling is that if it was largely because of expenses, that the courts would probably not have a problem with that. Margie, did you have any other comment you wanted to make about that, and based on your research?
No, I thought that the reason we were doing it was to replace the in-person meeting, and when the board voted to go ahead and have the in-person meeting, I sort of abandoned work on it. I told you, I think, that I spoke to an attorney who it has given me a referral to another attorney who specializes in nonprofit law, but I've never called her. I could at this point, but I have never done it. I feel like I've got enough things on my plate right now. I could just as well wait until after we have the in-person meeting and revive the search at that
point. That makes sense. some of the lesser forms of it, I've heard grumbling about how it wasn't terribly successful, and it's hard to get everybody on, and there people dropping off, and the quality wasn't too good, and that may have been some free service that I don't know that how that's going.
I've heard that as well. I've heard that as well, though. This is Heather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you and I talked about that some.
Mm-hmm.
The technology can't be too unique. I mean, we ought to be able to do it. We just have to figure out what we're doing and avenues to go down to get to it. Okay, is there anything else about that? And Margie, when you find out something from that attorney, if you just send it to us all, that would be nice.
Sure.
We'd kind of
sure. I'd be happy to do that. Yeah.
Now, Margie and I were talking about the agenda. She had some interest in the concerns we were talking about before we came to order. Margie, you want to just let everybody know what we were talking about?
Sure. I was just expressing my concern that I hope that we use the time we're together as efficiently as possible. I feel like we have a tremendous amount of work to do, and we are going to spend one whole day interviewing executive director candidates. So I'm just anxious to make sure that things the rest of the time is used as efficiently as possible. And my view of this is that, at least from my personal experience, people start out in the morning, ready to go and to work, and as the day progresses, things start to fall apart. So what I'm looking at, just in terms of how to organize ourselves, would be that we use the beginning of the day to try and get as much business done as possible. And I was hoping that on Saturday we could spend time in open session, because at least the 3 p.m. meetings I've been to, well, I don't really remember what happened in New York, but before I was on the board, I attended the meeting in Berkeley and the meeting in L.A., and my impression was that the public turned up for daytime on Saturday for the most part, and so I was hoping that we could arrange ourselves so that we do as much of our important public business during daylight hours on Saturday, and then see where we go from there. And the other thing was that Richard had talked about perhaps scheduling the station visit KPFT. I'm sorry, lost.
Right.
One of the suggestions had been for Saturday morning, and then
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. I'm sorry, and that's something I really think is a bad idea because I think we need. I think that time is we need it to do work, and the fact of the matter is that. I think people look at the station visit, at least this was my experience, certainly in Berkeley and L.A., as a sort of a relaxing time, a party. We could have it maybe Friday evening or Saturday evening. Maybe Friday evening's a better idea because it gives us a chance to relax and socialize with each other before we start grumbling at one another in the formal meetings. But anyway, so that's my take on that, and I would really, whatever happens. And I guess my final question is, does the agenda get approved before we arrive in Houston, or is it actually part of the approval of the agenda is actually part of the meeting? In Houston. Is that how it works? I don't know how. I don't remember what.
This is Summer. Can I be acknowledged?
It's okay with me,
Richard?
Summer.
Richard?
Okay.
Can you acknowledge her?
Okay.
Where's
well,
Richard?
Maybe
is Richard here? Richard?
Mute. Well, yeah. I'm going to just answer Margie's question. Margie, we still, it gets approved in Houston. It's a draft agenda until then, but obviously for planning purposes, we do need to come to consensus as to what day things like the reception are going to occur, because the station has to do planning for that as well. And
Right. Obviously,
typically speaking, the draft agenda has, during the 3 years that I've been preparing it, pretty much stuck once we've gotten there to the meeting, because it's gone through some chewing in advance and people are okay with it. The thing that usually happens there is we either approve it for the entire weekend or we approve it day by day. That's usually been the real issue at the in-person meeting. Are we approving today's agenda only, or are we approving it for the entire weekend? But in terms of the major pieces, like are we in open session or are we in closed, and what day are we going to the station, those are pretty much all decided on in advance so that you can do planning and so the public knows whether they should show up or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Was there somebody else that I was muted there for a minute. Was there somebody else that wanted to say something?
This is Teresa.
Yeah, Teresa.
I've been to at least 10 board meetings, and, I was kind of looking forward to the possibility of a Sunday morning at the station event. I guess just because it's a time to see different types of programmers, and seeing it in the light of day may or may not be good for us to see KPFD in the light of day. And in the past, at some of our board meetings, we've actually gone to dinner and have come back to do work. But I tell you, it's been extremely difficult. So, if we have so much work to be done, it could be conceivable that we have dinner at the hotel, and we have all our meals paid for, so we could actually have dinner and stay there and do work late. If it's necessary, and that in a way would be good for us, because frequently we get stressed because we feel we have to get something done by a certain time. But if the meeting is open ended and could like last until 10 or whatever, we would not maybe compromise our decision making, saying we got to go and we got to get on tomorrow. We have to do this and we can't get to it. We could say we're going to stay here until we reach an understanding with the group on a certain issue. So
yeah.
I'm not so sure that the Sunday reception is a bad idea. Because
people drag in rather late.
People tend to drag in late on Saturday, on Sunday morning anyway.
Are you saying that we stay up too late? There was some vital thing I was going to point out, but I forgot what it was. Well, somebody else fill in for me while I try to remember what I was going to say.
What was the original rationale for?
I know what I was going to say is that this meeting, hopefully, and I'm hoping that we'll get work done too. You know, because you hear people say, well, what did we accomplish at that last meeting or this meeting or that meeting? Some of them are more effective than others. We spent a lot of time in New York, seating the board because there were motions and disagreements, et cetera. And that, I think, took most of the day there. And then there were other, we were populating committees and doing stuff that, you know, is important to do, but it consumes time and you don't actually get stuff off the agenda. You don't get motions passed or dealt with. I'm personally hoping that we can get more work done, because that agenda that we've been dragging around needs to be pared down a whole lot, if not brought all the way down.
Point of information?
Yeah, who's that?
Teresa.
Yeah.
Do we have the bylaws amendments? Actually, we didn't get to the bylaw resolutions timeline, did we, on our last meeting? So
No,
we did.
We did
in the submittal, and thank you. I was going to say something about that. Don't forget, folks, to tell your people that the submittal deadline is the 24th, which is the same day as our meeting, our next P&B meeting. Is it 24th or 25th?
We never voted on it. I don't
remember. Yeah, we did. Was it
one of those things we voted on? There was absolutely no discussion, no controversy.
It was. I think so.
Yes, it was. It was shockingly fast, Margie. It went at the beginning of the agenda, and I was stunned that we went through it and nobody.
Wow.
Opposed. Okay. I know. Wow. That's why you don't remember it.
I want to be sure. I want to be sure that we get to a chance to vote on those, right?
No, it's been approved.
Right.
Yeah, the deadline, and I'll send that out to the whole board again. It'll be on the minutes, but I'll send it out separately. And I asked Otis to if he could post it some way on the website. The deadline is either 24th or 25th at midnight, and y'all are supposed to send those to me. I wasn't terribly happy about that, but
24th or 25th at midnight. Okay.
Yeah, I'll hunt that up tonight and send it out to y'all.
Okay. All right.
But what is it? Do you have to have three people sign on to them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is? Three.
Mm-hmm.
So those need to come in. I think Lydia had a couple. I know there were a couple that talked about reducing the size of the boards, and I don't know what else people have talked about. But we really need to get that out. And like I said, I think what I was thinking the other day, I need to get that to everybody. And I was talking to Otis about posting it on the web, so. I'll make myself a note to do that tonight.
But Mr. Chair, my issue is there are some resolutions that don't require the voting of all the members. They are
right.
Would be passed if you got three of five LSBs to vote for them, and I forget the percentage on the national board. But I'm wondering if it's in the timeline for us to vote on them while we are at our face-to-face meeting.
Well, that's a thought. That's a thought. And that's all out in the open. So, I think we're going to have a fair amount of open meeting time at this meeting. And
I would like that on the agenda if it fits with the timeline. I would also like the issue of the report for the investigation of the PD search at KPFK on the agenda.
Okay, that's coming out pretty soon, or it's ready to come out or something. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I hope that will be at our next PNB meeting.
Yeah. It might be on the agenda. It might be on the agenda for the 24th, but I haven't gotten it yet. So, you know, but yeah, we can. I've got those two things noted.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know if y'all get that deep into that agenda. We've been dragging around some motions from last year on there, and they're seem to me like they're pretty moot. But
we probably have something still on the agenda about eliminating the affiliate task force or something to that effect. And I just think we need to get a majority of people to push it and say, let's move it up there and then vote on it. Because I think that motion to
do something to the affiliate task force was on the agenda in New York, and I think we dealt with it in some way and it went off. I don't know.
Really?
It's not on there now.
I don't remember that.
Well, I don't either. But it may be on there. I look at that agenda all the time, and I don't remember it being there anymore.
Okay.
That may have been a motion from Director Wangaza. And so when she went off the board, there wasn't anybody to carry it, or that may have been how it was dealt with.
Okay.
Anything else, Margie?
Well, I just want to try one more time for not having the station visit. You know, I felt that one of the things that was pretty disruptive to the flow of action in New York was having that training on Sunday morning or whatever it was. You know, I mean, I want you guys to understand, I am not opposed to us learning how to get along with each other, but I do not believe that we have the time for that kind of luxury right now. We have way too much on our plate. And I just think that it's a terrible mistake to talk about having the visit to the station on Sunday morning. As I said before, I think some people will take it as an opportunity to sleep late. I don't have to do that. It's not mandatory. They won't go. They won't get to meet the people at the station. It's much more likely that we'll be able to gather everybody up in an evening and schlep them over there, and they'll have a good time, and they'll get to meet people. And I think people like that. I just think it's not useful. We need to get started early in the morning on each day as we can. We need to work hard, and we need to recognize that people's brains wear out by the end of the day, and we cannot expect them to make rational decisions or to behave, be on their best behavior after 7 or 8 hours in a meeting. And so we have to schedule things that don't require that in the evenings and get as much work done during the day. That's my take on it. I've organized lots of all-day meetings, lots of weekend meetings, even meetings that lasted most of a week. And this is my life experience. I'm just sharing with you. Okay, I'm done. I'm making a plea.
Heather.
Okay, Heather.
I just want to ask a question. Teresa was giving a rationale for why she wanted to have the meeting on Sunday. What was the original? Is what Teresa said the original thinking along this line? To meet some of the producers that we wouldn't normally get the chance to meet? Is that it? Or what happens in the station during the day?
Well, we've talked about that. Talking about the problem with the night visit, there were some conflicts, other things going on Friday and Saturday night.
I see.
So I don't know. We're working on it. One thing we do is Sunday that we might have a special surprise guest to cameo appearance, but that,
oh, Lord,
you know, a little,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that was Sunday morning.
Oh, Lord.
John Lennon or somebody. He's going to come.
Spare me from surprise guests. I'm sorry.
We'll have to, like I said, that, now I was saying this to Margie before we came on, that we're in Pleasure Drive right now, so it's hard to get with the general manager for any real in-depth conversation, but there were conflicts on those on Friday and Saturday night. Friday and Saturday night. You know, one thing. If I might change subject just a little bit, we have. There's a lot of people asking about, well, what are we going to do in the future, and what kind of, you know, do we do strategic planning and do? Now, if we got into. There's no time really to do an overall strategic planning, but I was wondering if maybe we might be able to. And Summer, if you're listening, I don't know. I was wondering if we might work in there somewhere, something to talk about what our future is like, you know, and maybe pick our brains, you know, and our staff's brains. But also open it up to the public and get some idea about what the public, how the public sees us moving into the future and hopefully doing better than we've done in the past. Although we've had some pretty wonderful times in the past, believe it or not, when you look back. Well, are there any other suggestions about the schedule?
I want to suggest that it either be circulated among members of this committee or the whole PNB before the meeting, so that we have the best opportunity to go into the meeting with a meeting of minds rather than, you know, haggling about the agenda. That's all.
Okay, we'll see what we can do about that. I promise you one thing: we won't take everybody to church.
Thank God.
you know what you said.
No offense, Summer. No offense, Summer.
I'm humble. This is Heather. Richard, if I could just make a comment.
Okay, Heather.
I appreciate you talking about a strategic plan. I'm hoping that we in Pacifica can, in fact, do that. I know Summer and I have talked about this a bit. Over the years, but I would love to see us, you know, come up with a 5-year strategic plan of sorts. Maybe if we can't do that at this meeting, we can somehow begin some kind of process along that line, somehow, some way. I think it's really necessary for us to do that.
Okay, so Margie has one comment on that. I think it's critically necessary for us to do a strategic plan, but I also think a strategic plan discussion takes a huge amount of prep, and I don't know that that's going to happen before the meeting. Although I would be happy to participate in the discussions of that.
Well, maybe the Houston thing could just be the beginning of it. You know, to talk about. Because there are people.
May I say something here?
Okay, hang on a second. Let me finish this comment. There have been people that come to me, and we've had a couple of people on our board that have specific plans that they've talked about, and I think anybody that has a specific idea, we should, if we can, listen to them and see, you know, because they may be onto something, and if we could work some kind of a session in there where we could do that. I think that would be valuable. Okay, who was that, Teresa?
Yes. I think we can't forget, Margie, I appreciate where you're coming from about saying, well, you know, we don't want, you know, touchy-feely meetings to get in the way of us getting business. But last year we lost a whole day just discussing who would be seated for WPFW. A whole day.
Right. I remember
that.
Right.
And then when the people were seated, I have to say that there has been a lot of conflict because people were still not happy with what we decided.
Uh-huh.
And so there's still a conflict. And we discussed in advance, you know, when was Dina going to do her presentation? If people, and most people didn't even show up for it. And
right.
Some straggled in where she was halfway through the presentation. And she told me in advance, and I told people in advance, please don't be late. Please come to this. And I don't think it was her fault. I think if everybody had come in with a good attitude of maybe being able to find common ground with other people, then we could have had, you know, a different meeting.
Right.
But I don't know, you know, we put it on Sunday because the group would not let us put it earlier because they felt that other things were more important, and then we never did really find common ground.
Well, Saturday is a big day for the public to come. I think Margie was talking about that. We need to honor that.
When it comes to strategic planning, I think the question is who takes the lead on it. And I'm thinking, does the staff take the lead on strategic planning and then come to the board and say, "This is our vision. What do you think?"
Yes.
Yeah.
This is staff.
That's awesome.
Staff
wants
to talk. I've
done this
back during the summer.
Oh, staff wants to talk.
Yeah.
Spoil the rod or something. No, what is that old saying? Okay, Summer, what you got?
Okay, so here are my thoughts. I think what Margie's alluding to, and I think, Teresa, it's nothing against Dina whatsoever. She did a fine job. I think it's that in our meetings, so not just the New York meeting, go back to the L.A. meeting last year, to not schedule too much stuff besides conducting business, that we have a great deal of substantial business that we do need to address, and it's probably more relevant to spend time trying to be a better working board than it is to, say, go off and go to events elsewhere. But we have had now at every meeting some version of watching movies, going to plays, or doing other things that, well, just isn't the business of an organization in this kind of distress to be doing on the listener's dime when we have so much to attend to. So I think it's about judiciously managing. You have to have some time off in these meetings because otherwise we'll get worn to a crisp and people aren't effective. But it's about balancing that so we don't have too much time spent elsewhere. When it comes to the strategic planning, I do think it's probably the job of staff to come and say, here are, you know, in this case, you know, my thoughts on or our thoughts on X, Y, and Z going forward, and getting board approval, buy-in, discussion, et cetera, makes sense to me. In terms of Saturday usage, well, you know, I mean, in terms of the way I've typically structured our agendas, it's Saturday is the highest attendance day, in my opinion, for the public. So it's the day that we want to have the most public time because we get the most public participation. And in terms of going to the station, well, we have never gone to a station in the morning before, so I hear everything Margie's saying in terms of time usage there, too. And I also hear what you're saying in terms of what's going on at the station itself. So it seems like maybe some more, a little more feedback from Dwayne might be helpful. And maybe we should distribute a draft agenda prior to our next phone meeting so that we could have, if we can't, you know, consensus on the coordinating committee call, maybe we could finish. I hate to even, frankly, suggest that we bring an agenda to a phone meeting, but if there is any significant divergence, maybe we want to try and get some approval there. So obviously, this involves planning with other people, so we do need to make sure that we're in sufficient agreement that, like, whatever time that the station is doing its reception, that we can't change that once we get to Houston. That's going to be set in stone. So, and it would be preferable if we had agreement on at least what's open session and what's closed session prior to the meeting so that people have an idea of whether they should show up or not, even if we adjust some of the details within those sessions. So I think all our, you know, everybody's points are relevant. It's about balance. We should focus in on getting as much productive work done as we possibly can We do know that there is some drift off in the evening, even when we've had incredibly important things to vote on, sometimes lost like a third to half of the board when nighttime comes and it's after the dinner hour. So we have to be cognizant of that as well in terms of will we still have sufficient participation to accomplish work depending on the time of day we're doing it. So I'll
point of personal privilege, I hate to say it, but I have to go now.
Bye, Teresa.
You can't right, do that, Teresa.
Thanks, Teresa. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Teresa. Maybe we could schedule some nap time.
Now we're talking. We'll get more done in the evening, right? All right, I'm done. That's all. So I think it's like nobody should take it as criticism of some of these other things. I think it's that there's only so much weekend to go around, and obviously we have to try and get as much work done in the time available to us, but we have to balance that so that our work is effective. So.
Yeah.
Richard, I want to just add something to this for a moment.
This is Heather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that what we're hoping that from the development task force, we will have some recommendation to the board for celebrating the 65th anniversary of Pacifica next year. So we're exploring a lot of different things. Yeah. So I'd like to present something to the board in Houston about this. So we're having another meeting. Sorry?
When is your next meeting? When will you know something?
Yeah, it's this Thursday. So I know we will have something. So a few of us have been working on this. So I'm going to say to the task force that we want to have something to present to the board in Houston, some of our ideas along this line. And I want to see it associated with raising money and also educating the public in the U.S. about Pacifica and its great history. And so, Summer, we had also talked about talking with some of the chairs of the various LSBs, but I'm going to put that in place as well. So, in any case.
Excellent. No, I'm with you, Heather. I think, and we should really be thinking about how to do something substantial around that anniversary, and it is a good way to engage the local station boards potentially. So,
yeah, exactly.
I'll definitely support that. So I think
Summer, go ahead, please.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say I believe it's collaborative, but I do think there is some responsibility on staff to at least give to get that ball rolling, and then you know to have some place for the board to go in discussion and feedback, and then to give direction to say you know we want to follow this and not that, or this is the overall plan. So I think there's a collaborative back and forth there, but I think that you know someone has to take initiative to get that conversation started. So.
Okay, great. So I just wanted to say, Margie, I look forward to talking with you about this as well as possible.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So at any rate, Richard, thank you.
Sure. Sure. Anybody else have any suggestions of the Houston meeting? Well, Summer and I have both been on the call, so we're listening, and I'm writing notes down, too. So
yeah, we're here.
We'll try to incorporate as much as we can. we don't have anything
Richard,
else on the agenda.
I do have something I want to say. I'm wanting to thank you all in Houston for all the work that you've done on this, so thanks so much. You know, you've really taken the initiative to move forward quickly on this, so thank you.
Well, we have 6 or 8 people have already been involved, and we're our cab is helping... Not because of the letters, but our cab is helping pick up people. So they're anxiously looking for ways to get involved. So that's been fun. Yeah, is that Margie?
No.
Oh no, that was Heather.
Heather. Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get it. We're trying to get other people involved in the thing. So.
Right. That's great. So thank you.
You bet. And you're welcome, and thank you for all the nice comments. And we've got – and our travel agent was ecstatic. She said, we've never gotten everybody booked their flights a month early. So that was just wonderful. She was just –
Good.
She's in Minnesota someplace, but I could almost see her jumping up and down. She was so excited. Oh, this is great.
That's good.
That's good. So we got feedback from everybody about the diets, and they're only surprisingly there were but 3 or 4, maybe 5 vegetarians. The rest of us are
meat eaters, huh?
Meat eaters. I was trying to think of a nice way to say that.
No, I told Richard I'm an opportunivore. I'll eat any food. <that's funny. laughs>
I like that,
Margaret. Yeah. I agree. I'm
I
one
actually
too.
Prefer vegetables, I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah, right.
Opportunivore.
That's good. Oh, dear.
So that we figured all that out, and nobody had any real large special needs for the pickup machinery or stuff. So we're moving right along, and we're looking forward to everybody coming. And we're trying to order some nice weather for y'all, so
okay.
We're working on it.
All right, good.
All right, great.
I will tell you I looked at the Farmer's Almanac, and I traced the history of November 8th back 5 years. It's never been, the high has never been lower than 80 degrees, and it's never rained on a November 8th in the last 5 years.
How interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Huh. Well, I'm hoping we'll be below 80, but, you know, around here, 80 is everybody's kind of covering
cheerful,
up.
Cheerful, huh?
You know, very cheerful.
Well, if we're swapping stories, I need to tell you all. I think I've told this to Richard, but in 1999, I attended the World Trade Organization meeting, you know, the protests in Seattle. And
Well,
I left. I had to leave early, and I was at the airport in Seattle. And so I ended up having dinner with this guy at the airport. And he asked me why I was in Seattle, and I said I'm here to protest the World Trade Organization, of course. And he said, "Well, I'm going to tell you something, but I don't want you to get up and walk to another table and eat by yourself because I'd really like to talk with you." And I thought, what in the world could he say that would make me get up and walk to another table? And he said, my father was the president of the United States, and my brother is now running for the presidency. It was Neil Bush.
No kidding.
So I ended up having dinner, and he paid for my dinner, and we had all this wine. You know? I'll tell you all later about the conversation I had with him. It was really interesting.
It was hilarious.
But we were both on this flight for Houston, right? And so we came into the Houston airport. It was the Bush International, right? I thought, oh my God. But anyway, I'll tell you all later about my conversation with him. But it was really very interesting, I must say.
Sorry? Go ahead. I'm sorry. It was part of Heather's dinner with a felon program.
Yeah. Well, but he did.
I don't think they ever caught him. Did they ever prosecute him?
His father probably paid to keep him out of jail. This is open session, right? Well, it's probably true. But he did tell me that he had been in banking and he didn't like it very much. I thought, I'm sure that's true.
Yeah, he was big in the savings and loan scandal, but
yeah. But it was interesting. It was for later discussion sometime.
Okay.
Okay.
I would entertain a motion to adjourn if somebody would like to do that.
I move to adjourn.
Okay. Hearing no objections, let's adjourn.
Okay. Wow, that was the fastest meeting ever, folks. Good night.
Good night.
Hello.
Hi, Serene.
You should record my presence.
Okay.
Oh, okay, Serene. Hi.
Hi, Serene.
Hola.
We're now adjourning.
All right.
Oh, no, I've been here for a while.
Okay, good.
Okay, good deal. All right, see y'all next month.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.